Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 11, verses 16 and 17. Jesus stopped everyone from using the temple as a marketplace. He said to them, "The scriptures declare, 'My temple will be called the house of prayer for all nations,' but you've turned it into a den of thieves." The temple in Jerusalem was an impressive building and occupied a vast 30-acre site in the heart of the city. The temple area was divided into distinct parts, and the commercial activity all took place in the extensive court of the Gentiles, the wall of which was covered in notices indicating that the penalty for any non-Jew entering further was death. The court of the Gentiles' trading area was often extremely busy. It's said that on one occasion, a trader offered 3,000 sheep for sale on a single day. The priests were also involved in the trading, and the high priest seems to have owned shops in the area. If you've ever been to what we now call the Old City of Jerusalem, or any other Middle Eastern bazaar, you'll have a good idea of what it was like. It was noisy and hectic as traders went about their business. This was all too much for Jesus, who was furious at this abuse of the temple and energetically drove out the traders. The temple was, of course, principally the focus of worship for Jews, but the court of Gentiles was there to show that non-Jews were welcome as well. Jesus observed that it was to be a house of prayer for all nations, so seeing it dominated by noisy traders was deeply offensive. I'm sure we all share Jesus' sense of outrage at the abuse of the temple, but the same thing can happen in our own day. It's perfectly possible for churches to become distracted by secondary matters. They may become so focused on their buildings, music, social engagement, or fellowship that prayer gets crowded out. All of those things are good, but they should never be our priority. So let me ask you a straightforward question. Is prayer the priority of your church? And now let's pray together. Lord God, help us to always make prayer the priority of our lives. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.